Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I'll give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give them justice speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?' O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This week we were handed a strange ruling by the Supreme Court to which the Church cannot utter amen. This is a sharp rebuke to our instinct to appeal to American values and laws before the Holy Scriptures. Now we can give some amen to the talk of our Creator, how He endows us with things that ought to be inalienable. But we never could give a full-throated amen to the type of creator that the Declaration envisioned. And we now must choke a little bit on the words self-evident, seeing how alienable rights prove to be. We need to find our voice again, it is said. And I wholeheartedly say amen to that. But here today we are presented with David's psalm, the last of the penitential psalms, and we see how the voice is raised in the face of great enmity, under the weight of crushing opinions and with palled hearts. And yet it says, "Domini exaudi, O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications." Do you want righteousness? Then you must raise your voice to the Lord, not to others. Do you want justice? Well, be careful what you ask for. What is right, good, just, and godly according to the law of God will not always find a hearing here or have standing in this age. The justice of this world is a penultimate hope. It fails. And when it fails, as with all idols, the heart that was trusting in it breaks along with it. Do we want righteousness? Then we must find our voice to pray. We must learn to complain in a very different way than we are used to doing. We must not lament into the ears of our friends. We must not levy our protest first to the powers and the authorities of flesh and blood. We must certainly not say, "I can't complain," when the pastor or the chaplain inquires about our life. O Christian, complain, lament, and wail, O brokenhearted. You must complain more to God. Because this is what we see in David, who turns, not in rage or protest or legalese, scolding toward his enemies, but he turns in desperation to the Lord and says, "Hear me already. Have you made me your servant? Well, then take care of me." And his reaction to the enemies and to the injustice around him is to beg God, "Don't enter into judgment with me, for no one living is righteous before you." Affliction has not done enough to me if it does not bring me to penitential prayer. If it's only brought me to hand-wringing or to head-shaking at those around me, perhaps I need more of it. Our prayers, O saints, are often addressed like statements, not prayers, more for those around us than to supplicate God. Such a voice needs to be pressed flat, needs to have all of the moisture squeezed out of us so that we would begin to thirst like a desert for those life-giving drops of water which fall through no effort or right or voice of our own. It will not be for our rights or our pleasure that the Lord delivers. For thy name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In thy righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In these words, thanks be to God, David instructs our faith about what God's righteousness truly is. It is not the retributive justice of a better law that succeeds when it condemns us and fails whenever it pats sinners on the back. No, this righteousness is the loving kindness of God who puts his own innocence forward to bear our sin, suffering its punishment for us. The Lord's righteousness is his trustworthy faithfulness and steadfast love. By this he is pleased to bring us out of trouble. He is pleased to enter into condemnation against Christ, to forgive your sins, to make atonement for them, to pour out life-giving divine blood that alone quenches the parched sinner. Here is a righteousness that avails, a right that does not fail or get sidestepped by changing trends or faulty opinions or powerful but uninterested judges. The righteousness of Christ, who by his death redeems us and by his resurrection gives hope to the desperate. If we, dear saints, wish to find our voice to state this openly again, will God be praised. But first and always, let us give God our voices in penitent supplication and in the full-throated amen of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Charles Malley, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.